Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
What are trust schools and what advantage is there for a school in opting for trust status? Sir Bruce Liddington, Schools Commissioner, took to the Talk to Learn hot seat to answer questions on trusts. The debate was co-hosted by Ray Tarleton, head teacher of South Dartmoor Community College, and Paul Edwards, head teacher of Garforth Community College in Leeds, both trust school pathfinders. Leonora Hammer, Chair of Governors at an 11-16 high school in a London borough, wanted to know what material advantages trust status could offer her school.
We are a specialist technology college with strong local community links and work closely within a cluster of local partner institutions. I'm finding it quite difficult to assess what substantive advantages we might gain by becoming a trust school. It almost looks as if we would simply formalise what we already do.
Ray Tarleton agreed that putting current partnerships on a formal footing was one result, but it was not merely an administrative move.
For us, the formalisation was itself a useful means of establishing some control and focus over what had developed ineffective but piecemeal ways. We're delighted by the new energy and sense of purpose the trust partnerships are bringing.
How would trust status affect BSF plans, asked a school business manager in Salford. That's an issue many school leaders raise, said Bruce Liddington, who sought to reassure them.
If a school transfers to trust status, it'll have no impact on BSF plans for any school and must be fully included in an authority's BSF educational vision and investment project.
Julian Hemsey, an assistant vice principal of an 11-18 specialist technology college in Plymouth, wondered how trusts differed from federations, given that both were concerned with cementing existing collaborations.
Why can't existing relationships be formalised through federations, hard or soft? And if they can, why go for trust status rather than federations?
Bruce Liddington emphasised that federations enable schools to collaborate but are not a mechanism for formalising partnerships with external bodies.
Acquiring a trust is another way to formalise collaboration between groups of schools while also drawing on the expertise and energy of external partners to strengthen their governance.
Another contributor was keen to know what impact trust status might have on funding bids.
I work in a middle school which is part of a pyramid involving the high school, three middle schools and the feeder first schools. One advantage that I could see if the pyramid were to become a charitable trust is that there would be possibly a much greater impact when trying to access funding and grants.
There are no guarantees that trust status would give smoother access to funds, said Bruce Liddington. However,
something current schools with trusts have found is that with the additional support of being a part charitable trust, the bids submitted are generally stronger.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.